On Saturday morning at Cape Cod Community College, a handful of theater students kick back in their seats and read through their lines.
Employees of Ministry of Truth, make your way immediately to your workstations. This command is...
The Tilden Arts Center production is an adaptation of George Orwell's 1984, the novel that, for many, was ahead of its time in 1949. The post-war tale foreshadowed a darker, more sinister era where a nation feared for its liberties under the eye of government surveillance and control.
It kind of found its way to the top of our list.
That's Vonna Trudeau. She teaches performing arts here and has been working with her team on 1984 since the height of the 2016 presidential campaign.
We'd been talking about it over the summer, and it seemed as though, as the days went by, some of the issues that are discussed in 1984 were bubbling up to the surface and being a part of the national discussion of how the media reports information, what we can consider as true and factual.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump.
Phrases like fake news, alternative facts, those arrived during Trump's first days in Washington. For some, those terms eerily reflect the Orwellian lexicon like thought police and Ministry of Truth. Since Election Day in November, almost 200,000 copies of 1984 have sold nationwide, according to NPD BookScan. Here on the Cape and Islands, good luck finding that 68-year-old classic at your library. With 89 copies in circulation in the library network, most are either checked out or on hold, says Jill Erickson of the Falmouth Public Library.
Popular culture in general really motivates a lot of the things that are checked out of the library.
Other dystopian books also were in high demand locally since the election. Erickson says Margaret Atwood's The Handmaid's Tale and the 1935 Sinclair Lewis story It Can't Happen Here are both experiencing renewed interest.
The fact that they're all out there actually waiting lists for these titles suggests that people are a little nervous about what's happening in the world at large and that it's not about one person. It's more about the state of the entire universe right now.
In Centerville, Rick Kowarik manages Books by the Sea. His personal staff pick, 1984.
If you look at the premise in 1984, the premise is that Big Brother is watching you. It watches you in a variety of different ways. It watches you through your television set. Yesterday in the paper, they're talking, WikiLeaks is talking about how they can, you know, how the CIA or whatever, who knows if it's true or not, can listen to you through your cell phone, can listen to you through your TV.
Back at rehearsal, Patrick O'Rourke is portraying the 1984 character O'Brien. O'Rourke says he's often attracted to flawed antagonist parts like this one.
It's something that I always find particularly challenging. And that I always enjoy to do. And in this case, it is a fascinating role to play because there's a lot. It's one of those roles that the more the show goes on, you actually learn, I think, less about O'Brien and his background and his motives almost become somewhat more opaque.
From the stage to the bookshelf, classic commentaries on just how low governments will stoop to suppress society are echoing louder today than in the times they were written.
Our goal is not to convert people. Our goal is to educate people. And that's what a good bookstore should do. And to think about what could really happen.
Kowarik and other literature buffs warn that perhaps the biggest threat to liberty and the pursuit of happiness is failing to read. For WCAI, I'm Patrick Flannery.